The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hey there, and welcome to a slightly different episode of Walkthrough. My name is Mitch, the show's editor. While most of the team is unavailable this week because they're at Melbourne International Games Week and PAX Australia, we thought we'd give you a peek behind the scenes at some of the things I normally pull out of the episodes, bloopers and such. So, I hope you enjoy it, or I'm really sorry for what you're about to see.
That's just
three,
kidding.
Two, one... It's podcasting time. Yes, nailed it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Walkthrough Week. Oh, Jesus, you f***ed it already.
But if you've been sending racy pics of your favourite wizards and bards, you might want to get your hands off it.
Yeah. You know, you've got to get your hand off it, mate. Haven't you heard that saying before?
I have.
Hey, look, I got an email from someone who said, I love the chaotic energy that you and Kyle have together whenever you do an episode of Walkthrough, and I'm just leaning into it.
Okay, good. I'm glad they like it. Tried to get too sassy with it.
Whatever, Mitch can just crop it.
Okay.
All right, 2 minutes in. Very good. Good progress.
I hope you're hydrated.
It's podcasting time.
Are you going to take it again?
Yeah, I am going to take it again, but okay, I wanted to just make it worse in many ways and then
reset and use your catchphrase. Yeah.
Some preview videos have made it look like sorry, I'll redo that. I can't. I f***ing hate this thing so much.
Eidos, isn't it? No, it's Eidos. Ooh, Gianni would have been mad about that one. He's corrected me about that a million times. And you know what? The new and returning characters are all soup. What? No. Gianni, I'm not.
I didn't write that sentence.
Gianni, no. No. He almost got me. I'm not. You Mitch, for the record, and I'm just going to say it like this so you don't splice it in and trick me. Gianni has said the new and returning characters are all super hot yowza. They could smite me any day and I'd love it. So thank you, Gianni. I'm just going to move on from that. It's going to be – actually, no, I'm going to jump into Discord right now because Gianni will be waiting for that.
As you started reading that sentence, I'm like, I don't remember writing that.
Get f***, Gianni.
You know what I would say, actually, if I was pressed? I would say, it's podcasting time.
I don't like that you've embraced it. It was meant to be, you know, embarrassing for you, and you've embraced it to the point where...
You can't embarrass me. This is the thing. I can embarrass you very easily, but you cannot embarrass me. I will say whatever stupid shit is required.
That seems to be true. That's how it's done, Mitch. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You do it live, you know?
I really hope you enjoyed that. It was very fun to make, and we do have a lot of fun making Walkthrough for you every week. Speaking of the creation of Walkthrough, it would not be possible without the regular contributions of Fiona Bartholomaeus, Kyle Paletto, Adam Christou, Chris Button, and Courtney Smith. Gianni DiGiovanni is our executive producer and usually script editor, but not for this episode because it was bloopers. And I am the editor of the show, Mitch Lowe, and also senior producer. We'd also like to thank Salty Dog Sounds for the creation of our theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for the support of all of Sifter's shows. Thank you very much for joining us on this very special episode of Walkthrough. Back to regularly scheduled programming next week, and as always, have fun.
Hey. It's Adam here. On the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast, we hit the track with Jun van Hove for retro-styled racer Phantom Spark.
I'd be lying if I said that we are like huge F-Zero Wipeout fans. Like, we definitely looked at those games, but the main inspiration for it was, what if we do something really stylized? You know, not like, let's try to be like Wipeout, but what if we do something really stylized? But then, yeah, like we explored like sort of different musical ideas and this not too intense kind of like floaty liquid drum and bass jungle just made sense. And maybe it is sort of because that subconscious 90s, early 2000 culture seeped into us. I'm a rave scene kid, you know, like, so of course it's there. Of course it makes sense. So yeah.
Get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.